Woe to the teachers of the law, the day of the saints is here. Woe to the teachers.
Welcome to God News Network, where the saints are rising, where we are here to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
Are you a saint? How do you find out? By listening to God News Network and the Holy Spirit, of course. Thank you for joining me this evening on May 21st. I am Saint Rick, coming to you here with a message from God himself. This is going to be a very, very, very good message. This is something for those of you out there who feel like life's kind of kicked you while you're down, that things aren't going real well for you, and you're not sure what to do. Well, we have something here that we're going to share with you that's pretty exciting. It's something that is related to what can you do when you don't feel like you're good enough, when you don't feel like that you are strong enough to do anything about it, when you feel like the whole world's coming against you, you've tried so hard, you can't try any better, you can't do any better. You can't act any better. You can't perform any better. That's all you've got, and it's still not good enough, no matter what anybody tells you. Here's some good news. You're about to find out that you're going to be freed from that prison. That prison's no longer yours. You don't have to be caught in a world that is full of self-doubt, anxiety, pain, hurt anymore. Because God has a special place for you. And I know you're thinking, I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes, that I'm not really going to be able to get there. Well, I'm going to share with you something beautiful. You can get there. And let me share with you what I'm talking about. This is in the book of Romans. We're going to go there first, in chapter 3. And when we get down here, it says, as it is written in Romans 3, 10, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understands. There's none that seeks after God. They're all gone out of the way. They're together become unprofitable. There is none that does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Let me read this in the NIV just so it's a little easier for you guys to see what it says here. When we go down to 3:11. As it is written, no one is righteous, not even one. There's no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They've all together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers on their lips. This is in Psalms 140. This is in Psalms 14, 1 through 3, 53, 1 through 3, and Ecclesiastes 7:20. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Psalms 10. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways. In the way of peace they do not know, which is in Isaiah 59, 7 and 8. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Psalms 36, 1. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. That's what this is all about. This is as it is written. No one is righteous. Under the law, everybody does this stuff. So you cannot achieve righteousness through the law. So that's why he says in Romans 19, now that we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Well, then what are you saying, St. Rick? I'm saying that under the law, none of this is going to, you're not going to be able to achieve anything, and this is going to be you. Under the law. What is the law? The law is based on your ability. Your ability to keep it. Your ability to achieve it. I've asked so many people, the commandments and the law, are we supposed to keep them? Well, we should try. Good luck. Let me know how that works out. Because Jesus said in Matthew, he says, you've heard it said, do not commit adultery. But I say, he says, I say, even if you look at one with lust, you have. He says, you've heard it said, do not commit murder. But I say you can kill someone with your tongue. Why in the world is he raising the bar higher? Why? Is it possible that the bar is being raised so high that you can't get it? Why in the world would he want you not to achieve something that he wrote? Because it's only through the law do we come to the end of us. Through the law, we come to the end of ourselves. We come to the end of our ability. We're not able to achieve it on our own. We're not able to get there on our own. We can't do it. It's not going to happen. Well, then why would he want us to get there? Because when we get there, we raise our hand and we say, I need help. And until we get to that point of the end of ourselves, we can't truly submit to him. It's in our way, our own pride, our own, we can do it. That can do, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. I do it, I got it. It's not going to work, no matter how hard you try. You can reach all you want to, it's just not possible. Well, then we have no hope. This is when it really gets exciting. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law, but rather through the law will become conscious of sin. Righteous means to be in complete, perfect, right standing with God. They'll be holy, to be sanctified, to be justified, to be perfect in his eyes. Because until we are, we don't get there. But he provided a second path besides our own ability because he knew that how much he loved us. And the only way we could get there is for us to come to the conclusion that we need him. Because only through that conclusion of the end of ourselves and needing him do we start to humble ourselves and realize we are not that good. We can't do it. We don't have the ability to do it. So it says in Romans 3:21, but now apart from the law. He goes through all this stuff and he says, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law that every mouth may be silenced, the whole world be accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith, the faithfulness of Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. It's not faith in Christ. It's through the faithfulness of Christ. That was the original text. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've heard that so many times from the pulpit. But if you note, it's not the end of the thought. It continues. For we've all fallen short of the glory of God and are all justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Christ Jesus. If we look at that, justified, it is
Strong's G 1344. Dikaiō.
To render righteous or such he ought to be, to show exhibit, to declare, pronounce one to be just. Or just as he ought to be. It's to declare it, to pronounce one to be just and one to be righteous. So if we look at that and we see exactly what that is, we know all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. The redemption came by Christ, not your ability. How? Because God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement. The cover on the Ark of the Covenant. Through the shedding of his blood. To be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Christ. Wherefore there is boasting, it's excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because of the law that requires faith. You are saved by believing in him. He's the only path. He's the only way to get there. So what do we do with that? You believe it or you don't. But to believe is to receive the gift and the mercy of the Most High God. Knowing that he is loving you that much. And he says, I'm not counting on your faith. I'm counting on your belief in my son. Because his faith was the one that got this thing done, not yours. That's good news. Because if it was my faith, it's not perfect. I make mistakes with my faith. But his faith got us there. So it's no longer a prison for you to feel worthless, to not feel good enough. Because he says you are if you believe on him. And if you don't believe on him, then you don't have any hope. He's the one that will get you there. He loves you that much. He cares for you that much. He has laid down his son, his one and only son, who died on the cross for you, who died, who was buried for 3 days and rose again. Not to one, not to two, not to three, not to 12, but over 500 documented witnesses. And there's over 5,000 copies of the original text and scrolls found. Over 5,000 copies, more than any other book by tenfold in history. That's amazing. That's amazing. With the accuracy being so close that the thought and the idea was never lost in all 5,000 copies. That's an amazing thing. It's overwhelming evidence of his existence, his death, his burial, his resurrection. There's nothing like it in history because there never will be again. It was the truth. If you haven't accepted him, I ask you, please accept him. And you can do this by repeating with me. Father, I know I'm not good enough. And I have to do this with you, not with anyone else. I accept your son that you set on the cross for me. I accept his death, his burial, and his resurrection. I believe on Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, you are now saved. You are now experiencing a whole new revelation in your life that's going to be amazing. You're no longer in a prison. You're free from that prison. You're free. You're free from the prison. You're righteous. You're 100% in right standing with God now. Yes, that's the mystery of how easy it is to accept the free gift of Jesus Christ. And then the hard part comes, because then all the darts and the arrows and everything's going to come at you. How do you combat that? What do you do? Well, it tells us in Ephesians chapter 6. If we go to Ephesians chapter 6 and we go down to verse 10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power, not yours, his. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So if we look, we got the belt of truth. The truth is him. He is the truth. He's wrapped around you. With your feet filled with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, that's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The breastplate of righteousness, we just went through that. It covers your vital organs so no one can hurt you anymore. You're free from that prison. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, his faith, not yours. The shield is him, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And then you take out the helmet of salvation. You're saved. You know that you're saved. And then the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That is how you do it. And you pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And pray for me also, St. Rick, because I'm under attack as well. But the good news is he has no power over us because we have all the authority. We are untouchable kind of thing in him. Well, what about all the people that are being crucified and everybody is called to different things? God has different people that are called for different kinds of missions. We pray for them. We can affect the spiritual realm more with the sword of the Spirit than anybody has a clue of. We can pull down and whatever we take captive can be taken captive. We take captive all evil in the United States and abroad. All evil is now taken captive in the name of Jesus Christ. They have no power. They're useless and weak. They have nothing in the name of Jesus. We declare this victory now in the name of Jesus. Evil just got dealt a blow. You are righteous in the name of our Lord, in the name of our Savior. You are righteous. That is how we know that we're okay, that we're no longer worthless and not good enough. It's through him that we are saved. And we are righteous. Take this righteousness with you everywhere you go. Don't be caught without your clothes of righteousness. Don't be caught without your clothes of righteousness. He loves you and he cares for you. Yes, St. Albert's not with me today. He's visiting family. Pray for him. so he has a safe return. God bless you, and remember, never forget, the saints are rising.